a red pullover sweater. Karen was holding a red leash in one hand. At the end of the leash was a large golden red dog with silky, slightly wavy fur. "Sit, Sonny," said the girl in a quiet, pleasant voice. The dog sat down and looked around with a friendly expression on her face.
"Wow," said Violet.
The girl held out her hand.
"How do you do, Mr. Alden?"
"I'm glad to see you again, Karen," he answered, shaking her hand. "You won't remember this, but the last time I saw you, you were just a little girl. You've grown up, I see."
"I hope so," said Karen, laughing a little.
Grandfather Alden bent over.
"And this is Sonny," he said.
He stroked the top of the dog's head.
"She's a beauty."
Both Karen and Mrs. Teague looked pleased.
"Champion Gold Doubloon's Morning Sun," Mrs. Teague said. "That's her registered name. Course, we call her Sonny."
"Well, let me introduce my family," said Grandfather. "These are my grandchildren, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny."
Everyone shook hands. Then Benny held his hand out to Sonny.
"Benny, I don't think..."
Grandfather began, but Karen smiled.
"Shake, Sonny," she said.
Sonny held up her paw and shook hands with Benny.
"Oh, you're a smart dog," cried Benny.
"Maybe you can teach Watch how to shake hands, Sonny. Watch is our dog. His full name is Watch Alden, but we call him Watch. He's smart, too."
Benny went to the front door and opened it.
"Watch,"
he called.
"Here, Watch."
But Watch didn't come.
"He'll be here soon,"
said Benny confidently, closing the door. Grandfather said,
"Meanwhile, why don't we take you to your rooms and let you settle in? Then come down for something to eat and drink. You must be hungry after your trip."
"I have a special traveling kennel for Sonny," said Karen. "May I set that up in my room? It's big enough for her to move around in and to keep her food and water in."
"Of course," said Grandfather. "Although she's so well behaved, you don't need to keep her in there unless you want to."
It didn't take long for the Teagues to settle in. Soon they were all sitting around the kitchen table, eating fresh baked bread with butter and honey, and drinking milk or tea. Karen had brought Sonny back down with her. When they'd reached the kitchen, she'd pointed to the corner by the door and said,
"Down, Sonny."
Sonny had laid down.
"Good girl, stay," said Karen.
And Sonny had stayed there ever since.
"Does she do that at the shows?"
asked Henry, looking admiringly at Karen. Karen shook her head.
"You're talking about obedience trials," she told Henry. "They're not part of this show. This show is about how a dog looks and acts. The judges look to see if it walks correctly and has the right color coat and the right kind of ears for its breed."
Violet looked puzzled.